This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. Hey guys, it's Sharon and Sean, and today we're going to talk about life after retiring part 3. So I like doing this series because it's not just about grinding for money, right? Right? You want to set up this life so that you can actually have time for the things you love to do, spend time with people you love, travel the world, whatever. So I wanted to kind of showcase our lives a bit more and what we've been up to since kind of achieving financial freedom. So we recently came back from Aruba. We've been kind of booking a lot of trips lately. I feel like we've been doing a trip every month, right?
Sometimes twice.
Yeah. So we're actually leaving today to the Bay Area, then Vegas, then back to the Bay Area. So we're going to be doing a lot of traveling, and Aruba is just a great like reset, I think, for me, because I have been a little bit stressed, which I'll get into in a bit. But I think Aruba really reminded me of the importance of being present, because what I find is when, you know, you're around the beach and you're around just like there's a lot of things to do and, you know, you see a lot of people walking around all the time, you're way more present. Whereas I think when I'm here, like I'm driving to each place and I'm not really like looking at the scenery as much. Like we're going from one place to another or we're just sitting here at home working. Do you feel the same way?
I mean, you're not driving anywhere. I'm okay, driving true. Everywhere. You have all the free time looking at the scenery.
That is true. But there's not much scenery to look at, right? Like in the
suburban.
Yeah, exactly.
Versus walking around and seeing everyone on vacation and being happy and enjoying stuff.
Exactly.
The water sports.
So I felt a lot more like happy just being around there and not thinking about what I needed to do in the future or like think about the past. I was just like, what are we going to do today? So these resets are, I think, really important too, so that when you get back home, like you really can focus on working again, or if you don't have to work, right? But it's just kind of like it lets you escape and helps you relax. So I kind of needed that because I was feeling a bit of like anxiety, I would say, in January. I found that when you are doing content, there is like that temptation of continuously wanting to keep up with other people. You see a lot of other content creators making a lot of stuff and just posting every single day, and you're like, you know what, I need to keep up with that. But that's just something in your head, I would say, right? It's important to think about your own journey versus comparing with other people's journeys, because everyone has different goals, right? My goal isn't to be like some amazing content creator. I hope you guys like my content, but I would say that my goal isn't to be some famous creator, whereas some other people might want to be doing that. But then because other people are doing that, it makes me go, oh, maybe I should do that, right? So then, like, he had an alarm set at, like, 8 a.m. or something like that to
8:30,
which to me, honestly, is early. So, like, it would wake me up every time I heard the alarm, and then I would get stressed because he got that alarm so that he can have his early meeting with his VA to plan content. So I'm, like, waking up, like, my body's tense, like, oh, I need to start working on content. It got to the point where in the middle of the night, I woke him up, was like, hey, I need to talk to you. And then we talked about it and he's like, okay, like I will just set my meeting later. We can wake up naturally. And that just made me feel so much better because I did all this stuff so that I could wake up with no alarm and I could do things intentionally. And I just felt like I wasn't doing that as much.
So now we wake up naturally at 9 a.m., which is nice because you can take our time getting out of bed. You don't have that sudden jolt to like get up.
Yeah, I think like I still wake up at a decent time, I guess. So today I actually did wake up around that time.
10.
Oh, okay, never mind. It does kind of vary. But one thing is, so I actually have insomnia. So I did take like a sleep program before and it taught me that if I keep at a schedule, like I'm not going to get insomnia that often. I think I only had one time of insomnia within like 30 to 40 days when I was on that schedule. So when we started doing this no alarm thing, I started being all over the place with my sleep, like playing video games till late at night and then couldn't sleep again. And then like every other day I was sleeping. So then I decided that, okay, I don't have to have an alarm, but I have to sleep by a certain time. So now we kind of just make sure that our electronics are off before, I don't know, 10 or 11. Yeah, okay. But video games are before 11, I would say. So that's what we make sure to do because my mind will just like keep going.
We're playing competitive games that have a lot going on. You get energized and riled up to win.
Exactly.
It's hard to wind down after that.
Exactly.
For you.
Yes. It's been important to have a little bit of a schedule for me, but not too much of a schedule where I feel like I have to keep grinding. And that's Another thing is I think that I've let go a lot with my expectations of like, oh, I need to hit this by this age. I want to keep with the life goals list. So let's actually pull up the bucket list again. I always do this every episode. All right, so now we are back into my bucket list. So I have been really into music again. And as you can see, like, a lot of these life goals are around music. So I'm trying to, like, create songs that I'm proud of. And I realize how far I am, actually, from my goal. Because I definitely need to put in a lot more work. I need to generate, like, a song a week or every 2 weeks to get a lot better. Collab with artists and things like that. I even took a mentorship consultation with this music group that actually produces and songwrites for big K-pop artists. They even have made a song for Ina, who's one of my all-time favorite artist, which was really exciting to be able to talk to her about, recognize like, oh, this is the amount of work I need to do to get to that level. So that helped me a lot, and that made me decide number five is my goal, because I'm not as interested as like being a performer. I'm more interested in creating stuff. So creating songs, even music videos, is fun for me. I like performing, but I'm still kind of more scared of it. I'm more into like the songwriting process, I would say. So that's why this is going to be a goal for me. So basically, we're changing this private membership group to be Blue now because I'm not working on this anymore. So we are actually putting this on the back burner because we know that starting a private membership group, doing monthly calls and doing a lot of stuff like that does require a lot more time investment. And we're not sure if we want to do this at this moment. I might even remove this from the list unless later on we decide this is something we want to do. But I have basically moved this away. However, for the personal branding course, we are working on this. And initially, I think I have mentioned that it was going to be broken out to a social media course and then like a systems course in like creating the team to create content. But we've actually decided to move this into one course around like building great content, creating the systems, and then monetizing to become like a six-figure brand. So this is on its way. I think this one is done now. So I'm going to strike through this. There's some things that I could optimize even better, but it's at a point where it's pretty good now, I would say. We've been able to take out a lot of work on our end and delegate this out.
Buy an apartment complex. I want to do that. I'm just saying, like, that could be a good idea because we, when we start looking for it, we can partner with other people who are already doing this and just, you know, piggyback off of their experience. At least for the first few.
Yep. We'll see what happens. Let us know if you have interest.
Dude, let's be in a movie. That sounds like a lot of fun. We can be like a zombie or something, right?
Well, okay, this is a weird thing we've been doing lately is we read these Walking Dead comics and then we try to act out each part. So right before we sleep, because we gotta turn off electronics, I might as well read a book. So we end up just like, I read one role, he reads one role, and we try to act it out. Anyway,
it gives me zombie dreams too.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. It's happened three times already. Where I'm being chased by zombies. It's all because of her.
I'm sorry. But it's been fun doing that. And it would be cool to do something with acting. We'll see. I'm not good at acting. Okay, one other thing that I did was meditate for 90 days straight and journal for 90 days straight. So I used Headspace for meditation. And for journaling, I would just write it on my Remarkable tablet. And I found that I don't think I like got that much out of it.
I agree. I found that every time you did it, it would lower our energy and I didn't have taken a nap.
Okay, that's for him. But for me, because I get anxious, when I focus on breathing, I end up getting more anxious, to be honest. So it almost is counterintuitive. It's like worse for me. So I think I hear that there are different types of meditation where instead of focusing on breathing, you focus on like your foot or your hands. So that might be something for me to consider because when I focus on my breath, I start thinking, am I doing this right? And I like panic a little bit. It's kind of stupid. It might not make sense to you. But for me, it didn't help as much. Journaling for 90 days straight, I just started being like, oh, like I forgot to do it. Let me just write some BS sometimes. Like that's what happened. But I do like, for example, when we went to Aruba, I was kind of writing down like our inside jokes and other things like that. I like having that record that I can like look back on in the future. So that's a good part of it, but I'm probably not going to continue these. Now, exercising for 90 days straight, I tried to in the beginning, and then I just, like, I couldn't keep up with it. So that'll be for another day, I would say.
But at least now you are shuffling every time you go to the gym. So as before, yes, you were pretty hesitant about going to the gym with me because you would just waste your time on the treadmills and be like, I don't like it. But now you're dancing, getting an even better workout, and it's more fun.
I feel like I'm pretty good at it now, but I'm going to hold off on crossing it out. I think you need at least, like, a year or two, you know? But I think that we've been going to shuffle meetup because this was one of his life goals, to get good at shuffling. So I'm not even as into it, but now I've gotten a lot more into it. So I'll go to the meetups with him. I'm going to like festivals with him now, which I used to like hate going to festivals actually. I prefer like going to the clubs if I want to go dance. But it's a good workout. That's like a big reason why I'm doing it, because normally when I work out, I don't feel like I'm dying, like cardio. But here, like, I feel that, so I feel like that's good for my heart, especially with the whole anxiety thing. So yeah, that's basically some of the changes that I've made onto this list. It's getting to over 101 goals now, which is kind of insane, because when I first was writing this out, I was like, 101 is a lot of freaking goals to write out. But now that I'm like doing this, there's a lot I want to do with my life, and it's actually really helpful to have this list to make sure that I'm living a life true to myself that is to its full potential. And that's why I teach what I teach today, because I want to inspire you guys to do the same. I want you guys to remove those financial restrictions so you can live your life to the fullest. So I think the theme of this episode, for me at least, is to really just let go a lot and really work on this list of goals, and don't get too wrapped up around things that seem good, right? Like things that I'm just keeping up with other people to make myself feel better in a certain way. That's like an ego thing, right? I'd rather work on the things that I would be very happy spending my life doing, like traveling, going back home to visit family and hang out with friends, and work on music. So I think I'm a lot more aligned. January was much more stressful mentally for me, and now that I've let go a lot, I feel a lot better. Yeah. How about you?
I mean, it's like you're saying, it's kind of like keeping up with the Joneses, right? I think the average person will look at their neighbor and see, wow, this guy has a nicer car than me, they have a bigger salary than me, and then they want these things. But then at the end of the day, they don't really matter, right? It matters, like you said, being able to experience life the way that you want to experience life. You have your 101 goals, different from my 101 goals, right? Mm-hmm. So I think we're doing a good job at making sure that we prioritize like those things, you know, our relationship, our health, our mental well-being, more so than just chasing success.
Definitely. I think that's so funny that you say that too, like keeping up with the Joneses, because in that sense, it can seem like the clothes you wear, the house you buy, the cars you buy, but it's like, it can still apply to keeping up with making content or like hitting a passive income number. It doesn't even have to be about showing off in a certain way. So I feel like you have to keep in mind what you're doing for yourself versus like for keeping up with someone else. So I'm glad that like I recognize that. I think you guys probably see too on our stories, we have a lot of fun. Like we're going out all the time. I want to make sure that people understand this whole thing isn't about just grinding for money. The point is that freedom that it creates. But if you mentally like make it so that you're not free because you start trying to compare yourself, then you're not actually free. So you have to be aware of that and just live a life more intentionally.
I mean, that kind of goes back to what I was doing before I quit my job as a hard money lender. You know, I was making 3 times more money as a lender than I was as an engineer, but it caused a lot of time and stress that I didn't want in my life.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be 45 years old making millions a year, but stressed out all the time, right?
Yeah, it's not worth it. Exactly. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode on our life after retiring part 3. I hope to make more episodes where you actually follow us along. Sometimes I have issues with all the setup that is required. It's nice that this whole studio is already set up here for us. Press record, it's a lot easier, but I'm gonna try to get that set up so you guys can follow us along. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps our podcast grow. And thanks again. I'll see you guys in the next one.